This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 2nd. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your headlines, there is some congestion easing about to go on I-25, and the community is going to be asked to help raise $7 million. That campaign is being launched right now. And in an effort to ease congestion on I-25 through the Springs, the Colorado Department of Transportation is going to begin installing ramp meters on ramps in the Springs area. Crews will begin that installation on 12 of those on ramps in the area about beginning Monday. The meters will create a 3 to 4 second gap between cars entering the interstate anytime speed on I-25 drops below 45 miles per hour. And the work is going to be conducted between 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. The days when it is conducting, it's expected to be completed around early summer 2020. And to my way of thinking, it's congestion being relieved, and that helps to facilitate more commerce, and that, of course, will help our economy. And according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, Springs community leaders are asking the public for contributions to raise $7 million in funding to complete the Pikes Peak Summit Complex. The campaign is called My Mountain. Funds raised to will help add items such as interactive exhibits or complete those exhibits. Mayor Suthers was the first to give to the campaign. He donated his loose change at Ent Credit Union's University Service Center, according to a release published by Ent. The credit union is facilitating collections of those donations. And in real estate news, according to the Business Journal, again, and a new study, Colorado Springs is now ranked in the top 40 cities to flip a house. The Springs comes in at number 36 on that list. That's according to a study published by WalletHub. 170 cities across the U.S. were compared using 29 different indicators. The average gross profit on flipping a house in the first half of 2019 was $60,000, the study says. And in political news, a campaign to overturn a state law has turned in its signature petitions to the Colorado Secretary of State. Organizers of the Protect Colorado's Vote campaign say they submitted over 227,000 signatures this week. The group is trying to overturn a state law that would give Colorado's Electoral College votes to the winner of the national popular vote in a presidential election. If the state's elections office certifies the signature count as valid, the initiative will appear on the 2020 statewide ballot, go to a vote of the people. And Governor Jared Polis is applauding a move by the federal government to pursue a plan to allow the importation of cheaper prescription drugs to the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said this week that the Trump administration is open to the idea of bringing in medications from Canada. The Colorado legislature passed a measure during its last session, which directed state officials to seek approval for the idea. And on the jobs front, it's good news. The nation's economy added 164,000 jobs in July. That's better than some economists' forecast of 154,000. But it's a miss for those who predicted 165,000. It's also well below June's 191,000, but it brings in the total U.S. labor force to a record 163.4 million. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, unemployment remains unchanged at 3.7%. And in international news, China says tariff countermeasures could be taken. It's ready to retaliate, they say, after the latest round of tariffs announced by President Trump. Correspondent Bill Zimper has the latest.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says China is ready to take the necessary countermeasures after President Trump announced a 10% tariff on another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods sent to the United States. Meanwhile, some are calling these latest tariffs an attack on Christmas, since most of the items on the list are consumer goods that might be purchased as Christmas presents, from toys to sneakers to cell phones and laptops. China has also repeated a phrase used earlier during this trade spat. They say they do not want a trade war, but they are not afraid of one. Bill Zimper,
That's your KRDO Business Cast for this week. The Extra Business Edition will return next Friday at 9 a.m.
You've been listening to KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on Podcasts.